Hey, it's Johnny Marks. Thank you so much for checking out the Marks in the Morning podcast. Remember, you can listen to myself, Carrie Mack, and JP weekdays from 6 to 10 live on K92.3.
Today, I'm taking it to the streets to give people the good news. Oh, excuse me. Hello. I'm Flo from Progressive. And did you know?
No, I'm just waiting for the bus.
So then you have time to hear about how with HomeQuote Explorer, you can check if you're paying too much for home insurance.
Yeah, if I was interested in talking to you, which I'm not.
Okay, I'll do the talking and you just check if you can be saving, which is going to be pretty hard to do if you put on your headphones. Okay.
See if you're paying too much for home insurance with HomeQuote Explorer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations.
This is Marks in the Morning on K92.3.
Can I get a countdown?
Three, two, one. It's Wednesday in K-Country. It's Marks in the Morning. Today is the 14th day of April 2020. Almost at the halfway point of the month. And it's back to winter-like temperatures, or at least so it feels, as Rebecca just said.
It's not winter-like, it's spring light.
Spring light? Like March, what you'd expect in March.
Exactly.
When spring actually shows up on the calendar. You'll be proud, and JP's going to be here a little later this morning, but you guys would both be proud to know I did indeed. It's not a heavy one, but I wore a jacket today.
Oh, good for you. We're so proud of you. Did you wear thick socks?
I always wear thick socks.
Did you wear a hat? Because I feel like you should wear a hat and some mittens.
I have a baseball cap that I wore. Does that count?
Mittens. I guess so. Mittens! You don't dress right for the weather, honestly, Johnny.
No man over the age of 12 wears mittens.
We've discussed this before, and this is the hill I'll die on. Mittens are okay for adults to wear, but I feel like this is maybe good mitten weather.
Yes, I started my day with some hot cocoa and my mittens are on. Yeah, that's
let's go
exactly
ice skating.
Oh, God. Anyways, we have a great show today. You have a chance to win a Silver Eagle Harley-Davidson gift card when we play Gender Bender. The usual time, 7:35. Those cash cow codes back for this day. Your chance to win enough to get away. Go somewhere warm where it's not 34 degrees in the middle of April, which is actually it's 33 right now. It's 33! I'm over-exaggerating the temperature by saying 34. Cancun, Florida, California, wherever you want to go. I mean, you can go somewhere cool. You go to Siberia if you want. I don't know. It might not be warmer there. It'd be so cold, it's like hot. I don't know. Cash cow codes every hour starting at 8 a.m. on K92.3. And I'll tell you about some of our winners from yesterday. Maybe the day before. If you missed us talking about them, coming up on the show. You need that sleep cloudy today, but no rain. Nothing to worry about there. It's Marks in the Morning. K92.3 is the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. 33 degrees. There's a wind chill. Feels like 25, but it'll warm up to 49 today. You know what today is, Carrie?
What?
Today is the day you should be joining me at the gym.
Oh, no, Johnny. I hate to tell you, my shoulder really hurts.
Your shoulder hurts? Well, that's fine.
I got a kink in it.
We're going to be on the bike.
So oh, no.
The only thing you'll need your shoulder for is wiping the bike down when you're done. And I believe you have two shoulders, so that shouldn't be too much work.
I'm going to be looking like Quasimodo on this bike. I'll be like, okay, master, let's go. Oh, no.
Nobody sits up super straight anyways. People are usually hunched over on a bike. I mean, Quasimodo. This is the exact right time to look like Quasimodo. You don't want to look like Quasimodo, you know, when you're meeting somebody for the first time or in a job interview. You want to be nice and straight, good posture. But on a bike, it's not going to be, wow, she's awfully straight up. She's inclined. No, that's when you're supposed to look like Quasimodo.
It looks like she's been ringing bells in Paris.
Well, I guess you're making an excuse. And so we'll
I should go. I know I should go.
Put it off again. It's one of those things. Like, some people like the gym. Some people don't like the gym. My wife is one of the latter. She likes to work out her job is physical, but she likes to work out in different ways. She'll put on like some yoga thing on TV and do that. I'm one of those people. In about an hour, 2 hours, probably right after the show, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to go because I'll be tired from doing the show.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll just go and I'll feel so much better after I go. And when I get there, and I think you'll be the same way. Look, it's hard. I was gone for like 7-8 months because of COVID. So I am ready to be back. But my goal is to get you as excited and fired up about fitness as me.
Woohoo!
Like a high school gym teacher over here.
Oh my gosh. Don't make me run laps.
I don't run laps. But think about it. I'm putting a little bug in your head just to think about it.
No, I'll go. I'll go. I'm all committing right to going right now. I'll say it on the air so we have evidence.
What happened to the recording of this show? Oh, it's gone.
It's lost in the tapes. It's lost in the files.
The on-demand version is gone. It's been edited out. All it is Carrie saying, oh, okay, I'll...
It says, I have a kink in my shoulder.
Next thing you know, it's random facts. I don't know. All right. Well, good. I'm glad you're going to be coming, even if it's not today.
No, I'll go. I'll go today. I just have to go home and grab my gym clothes. Hey,
all right. That's good. I don't know if I'm going today, but
Johnny,
come on.
I can't go by myself.
There's a spin clash, but Hannah's going to be home. She's been home all week. I'm going to go, but I don't think I'll be there that late. But I'll go with you if you want.
What the heck?
Monday. Monday's the next spin. Well, or this weekend. Wait, what do we have? No, I'm leaving town this weekend. Sorry, that's not going
to
happen.
I'm not going to take my mom, who's coming up to spin class.
I know, that's right. Your mom is coming. We should talk about that on the show, because maybe a little bit later on in the show, you're looking for ways to entertain her, right?
Yeah, maybe a spin class that Johnny won't be going to with
me.
Mom,
you can sit in the corner over here while I spin for 45, 50 minutes.
Here's a coloring book. Here's some gummy bears. Let's go.
It is always fun when you see people's kids at the gym, but... Then the mom is next to the little kid doing the coloring book. What are you waiting for, my daughter? All right. How much time do you spend at work not focusing on work? This is kind of an interesting survey. I'm going to get to it in random facts, but we spend quite a bit of our day. We're not doing something that we're not supposed to, per se. Like, it's not that you're necessarily on your phone or working on your laptop or something, but you're still not paying attention. Let me give you the stats. Well, there's a lot of us dreamers out there. And unfortunately, we're doing it at work. Well, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Unfortunately for your boss and your company. The average American employee spends 37% of his or her time daydreaming at work, according to a new study. Yeah, we're almost as likely to be daydreaming as we are nightdreaming or sleeping, I guess. What are the most likely times you're daydreaming, meaning the least productive times at work? Take it for what it's worth, but Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays, Monday morning, Tuesday morning, Friday afternoon. So Wednesdays and Thursdays, we're right there right now on Wednesday, should be the most productive. I guess by Wednesdays, your hope dies and you're not dreaming about stuff anymore when you're supposed to be working.
Yeah, and Thursdays, you're like, I'm okay now, I'm okay. But on Friday, you're like, I need to get out of here.
So you're into a rhythm by Wednesday or Thursday is what I'm hearing. And then by Friday, you're like, weekend!
The only time you have rhythm is on Wednesday and Thursday.
Yes, apparently.
But so I stare off sometimes. I notice that.
Well, everybody, Fridays are hard. Fridays are our busiest day here at the radio station because there's so much that we need to set up for the weekends, and so many people are coming and going from the studios to get everything done. I have noticed that too. Fridays, I often, I don't want to say daydream, but I move a lot slower.
Yeah.
Almost sloth-like. Well, my laptop's in front of me. I'm working on stuff. And then I just work really slow. So I noticed that. I don't know about Mondays or Tuesdays, but I get it. We're spending about half our time, well, not quite half our time. We're spending about a third of our time daydreaming at work. So there you go. The study also found that people who are stressed spend more time daydreaming than people who are calm. We need, you know what we need? We need goat yoga, office goat yoga.
Can we get HR on that?
Yeah.
Please, I would love office goat yoga.
Wait, HR already responded and said, get lost.
They said, eat the goat's poop. Okay.
They said, you can do whatever you want on your lunch break, but we're not bringing goats into the office. Something about health, sanitation, blah, blah, blah.
Never heard of it.
You won't be daydreaming for long about winning stuff if you get a $10,000 cash cow grand prize sponsored by Tubbs R Us. That is the grand prize. And what couldn't you get for $10,000? We've got other prizes along the way. We've got a bunch of winners winning $1,000. Your first chance to win this morning coming up at 8 on Marks in the Morning. Make sure you have the K92.3 app to enter your code. Let's do it. It's Marks in the Morning. Let's give away box seat, a box to the rodeo. It's actually, even though it's a box, you can put 6 people in there. Right? The Coors Bull Riding Classic. If you've been in previous years, you already know what it's all about. It's going on at the Hippodrome this weekend, both Friday night and Saturday night. Our very own Carrie Mack will be there on Friday. Broadcasting live. Will you be there? If you win these tickets, just remember this one is for Friday specifically. These are the box seats for Friday, so you cannot ask us when we're done. Oh, I can't go Friday. Can it be Saturday? The answer is no. So be sure you know. And what have we been doing on the show? We've been playing Yes or Bull. Why would we change that now? 833-4985. We've weaned through our first series of callers here. Hi, who's this?
This is Seth.
Did you say Seth? Seth, hey, how are you doing, man? Where are you calling from?
Calling from Waterloo.
Okay. Seth from Waterloo, you have to get this statement correct. I'm going to give you a yes or bull statement, which means it's either true or false. Tell me yes if you think it's right, or bull if you think it's wrong, and we'll see how you do. Here we go. Yes or bull. There's only 5 total ingredients in the McRib sandwich at McDonald's? Only 5 total ingredients. What do you think? Is that yes or bull?
Yes.
Unfortunately, no, it's not. There's closer to 70. Seth, I'm so sorry, man. I'm going to go to my next caller. Hi, who's this? Hello? Whoa. It's that old radio's too loud. Hi, who's this? What was your name? Okay, thank you. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
John.
Hey, John. Do me a favor. Oh, there we go. John, where are you calling from today?
Waterloo.
All right, John from Waterloo. I hope you have better luck. Here we go than Seth did, that is. Here we go. Your yes or bull statement. All you got to do is tell me if it's yes, true, or bull, not true. Emperor penguins can hold their breath for 20 minutes underwater. Yes or bull? Emperor penguins. 20 minutes.
True.
It is true. Good job. Yeah. They eat squid and other things that live very deep underwater, so they have to be able to swim down more than 1,500 feet when they hunt, and therefore they can't breathe while they're doing it. No creature can. So you are a winner, John. You're going to the rodeo. You got, I hope, 5 friends to bring. Give me a second here. I'm going to put you on hold. And it's not too late. You can go out and buy tickets. Hippodrome this weekend. Info is on the K92.3 app if you need it. And we look forward to seeing you out there. Well, more specifically, Carrie does. I get to stay back here while Carrie gets to go out and have fun at the Hippodrome.
I get to ride the Bulls.
We'll see if that happens. She's talking about the Chicago Bulls. She's going to Chicago to see the Bulls play, right?
Oh, no.
Not quite. All right, we'll be back with Dirk Bentley next. Also got Nashville News Minute in 10 minutes.
So we found out yesterday on the Nashville News Minute that Luke Bryan wasn't going to be performing on Idol because he tested positive for COVID. And apparently he won't be performing at the ACM Awards this Sunday, which is very unfortunate because he's nominated for Entertainer of the Year and Album of the Year.
Yeah, bad timing. April 18th coming up fast. And Luke Bryan won't be 10 days removed. Probably hasn't tested negative yet. So
exactly.
That's too bad. I did see Miranda Lambert and Elle King will open the ACMs with their new song. Did you see that?
Yes, I did. I'm so excited for that. And you can see all of the lists of all the performers because they announced them yesterday on the K92.3 app, as well as some more information about Luke Bryan's positive diagnosis.
And he seems to be doing fine, for the record. It's just out of abundance of safety, he can't go to an awards show.
Yeah,
that
makes sense.
The whole point of distancing in the 3 venues is to avoid anybody getting sick. Sunday, April 18th, CBS, that's this Sunday, should be a hoot. Starts locally, Central Time, 7 o'clock, 56th. Academy of Country Music Awards. All right, we'll be back with Dustin Lynch in a little bit. Tim McGraw is on the way, and good news for you if you like winning stuff and proving your gender knowledge. Gender Bender, 7:35. Mark's in the Morning, Undivided. The video for that song features Tim with his black straw hat, making its triumphant return. It just sort of vanished, but now it's back, at least in the video for that song. 7:05, it's going to be a nice day if you don't look at the temperature. Don't look at the mercury. Don't look at that little thing on your car that tells you what the temp is. 46, the high, or somewhere in that area, depending on where in Cape Country you're listening. We're right about freezing right now. No snow, none of that, but cold day, no doubt. I was telling Carrie, and I'll tell JP when he gets here a little later this morning. Yesterday, we were talking about it early in the show, that I'm done. I put my jacket away as soon as spring hits on the calendar, which is late March 20th, 19th, somewhere in there. I pulled it out, small, just not a big, heavy winter coat. No. But, you know, you mentioned windbreaker. This is kind of like it's more like a sweater. It's like an Old Navy hoodie.
Okay.
But it's still, it was nice. It kept me warm, you know, my walk in. You brought up a good point. I didn't park in the garage either last night.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said, you brought up a good point.
Okay, thank you. So can you just say I was right?
I said you brought up a good point. I don't know that there needs to be any elaboration on that.
You could have gotten hypothermia out there. Do you know the numbers, the stats?
If I tried to sleep out in our parking garage, maybe, but I only walked out. And it was not my walk in from the garage, my parking spot to the garage or to the door. And I can't complain because in our garage / ramp, we have a nice, both of us are pretty close to the door. It was pleasant because of my sweater. It was actually nicer than yesterday, which was warmer. So... You have a good point.
I'm sorry. What was that? One more time, please.
I had something in my throat. I don't know.
Can I get that in writing? Well, I have it on the air. I can just play this back later. Yeah.
You can't read my handwriting anyways. It'll look like you've got a prune.
I know.
You've got a good prune.
I know I talk to you sometimes like you're a 5-year-old because you don't wear jackets and kind of have the common sense of a 5-year-old sometimes.
Yeah, more or less.
But you also write like a 5-year-old.
I do. No, I have terrible handwriting, but I at least have an excuse for that. Do you know why? Have I told you?
No.
When I was younger, like 14, 15, believe it or not, this old chap was pretty athletic back in the day.
I believe you.
And I severely dislocated my right shoulder. I'm right-handed.
Oh.
And I was a kid. I mean, I told my mom about it, and we went to the doctor and all that, but they recommended surgery right away. And I was young, and my mom was like, what do you think? You know, even though she should have, I mean, I'm not blaming it on her. And I was like, I'm fine. And I was. I just couldn't do athletic stuff like I used to, which shows now. But it really, like, my shoulder used to tremor a whole bunch. I finally got the surgery when I was 18 and in college. And it's a lot better now. It still occasionally will pop out a little bit, but it's not like it used to. It used to be very bad. Anyway, long story short, it for every time, like since then, I haven't been able to write. I probably couldn't write very well before then, but yeah, my handwriting's terrible. If I go nice and slow, it's fine. But otherwise, my shoulder, it hurts. It's a weird motion.
Why'd you do that? Now I feel guilty for making fun of you. You have to tell me these things before I make fun of you. You're like, oh, Carrie, yeah. I had really bad surgery. Now I feel like a jerk. You're making me the bad guy. You're making me the bad guy.
I can. I wrote I can, and it's pretty legible.
Oh, no. Now I'm sad. I feel. You're making me sound like a jerk.
There we go. See, I can write. Did I spell that right?
You misspelled that.
I know. I didn't take it spell. I just said I could write.
Oh, no, Johnny. Now I feel like a jerk.
Don't feel bad.
I've done this too many times.
Yeah.
I've made comments and I'm like, oh, this or this person did this. And then someone says.
This show is a great example of why you shouldn't prejudge people. But it's off the air that I do it and on the air that you do it. So yeah. I get away with it.
You get away with it. But my,
all right.
Oh, no.
Coming up on the show here, we've got a couple of things this hour. Well, I want to jump ahead. Not because I don't want to live in the moment, but because within a moment, it'll come so fast. It'll be cash cow time. Another code word at 8 o'clock. I'm going to introduce you to some of our winners right around gender bender or before that have won $1,000 and all could win the $10,000 grand prize, which could be you. Every code is an entry. But I want you to think long and hard about what you do with your cash. Maybe you have old medical bills that aren't paid off. Wouldn't $10,000 be a big help? I think so. And while it may not be fun to spend money on bills, it does help out in other ways. Like, for example, you get to keep more of the money you earn when you go to work. So whatever you need the $10,000 for, that's the grand prize. There's other cash prizes, too. Can't win if you don't enter the code. Sorry, Moolah, it turned you down there while you were still moving. 8 o'clock, first code word of the day. All right, coming up in the next 5 minutes, let's talk about something that maybe you have to think a little bit about. It's why I want to put a bug in your head now. What has changed, if anything, in you since COVID began? Have you noticed personality changes? You know, we've been luckily pretty blessed, especially in Blackhawk County. Our case number has gone way down, especially from where it was last year when obviously we had the big outbreak at Tyson and all that. Our case numbers have gone way down. So a lot of people have started to resume what you would call normality. That may not be the case everywhere in the country, but we've been pretty lucky here. Which probably feels like we're starting over, right? Coming out of COVID, it's like, oh man, there's a world out there. It's K92.3, and thanks for checking us out, either on your radio or on the free K92.3 app. You can tap the chat button to send us a message anytime. Even if we're not on the air, we'll respond when we get back in the studio. Jess, Buddy, Logan, you can send them a message as well. But right now, and Facebook too, is where we're going to have this discussion, Facebook and the chat feature on our app. What about you has changed, have you noticed, coming out of COVID-19? Like, for example, I'll start with me, and I know, Carrie, you had one as well here. I am noticing, and I hope this reverts back to the way it was, but I've become a little more introverted. Like talking to people outside of my circle has become a bit strange. I think we've done a few events since COVID a couple weeks ago now. We were in Charles City for the 10 Town Tour. By the way, we're going to be next week, a week from today, in West Union. And we'll be broadcasting live starting at noon. More on that coming up. But it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. There's a social etiquette. And, you know, when you're in public, you're still, a lot of us have to wear the masks and all that, but you still have, like, you know, eye contact, listening, my mind not wandering off.
Social cues.
Yeah, social cues, probably a better way to say it. I've noticed, like, I'm just as happy going home and not, you know, kind of being a homebody, which I think everybody has moments where they love to be at home, but I was a sort of introverted extrovert before. There were days when I'm like, I just want to go home and relax. And then there were days where I'm like, oh, let's go out and let's do it. And those days seem to have evaporated as more and more has started to reopen or started to, you know, happen again. I didn't realize a lot of stuff is reopened for us in broadcasting until there's events for us to go to. It doesn't feel quite the same. Well, now there are, which is great. Now, we've got a very busy couple of weeks coming up, which is also great. But once again, that's kind of where I'm at there. And I think that'll shift back. I don't think that's permanent, but it might take a while. It might take a whole summer. What about for you, Carrie Mack? What have you noticed? And I haven't known you that long, so I didn't know you before, quote unquote, old Carrie.
PC, pre-COVID.
Yeah, there you go. PCK, pre-COVID Carrie.
Pre-COVID Carrie. Well, I'm kind of the flip side of you because I've noticed that when I go to stores or if I'm out at a restaurant. I don't really go out to restaurants that much because I've been trying to maintain social distancing. But because I have the COVID shot, I'm very happy that I'll be able to do that. But I've noticed that I make small talk with random store clerks.
So what do you mean? Like you're out at, you like to go to Cup of Joe right across from, well, in downtown Cedar Falls, across from anything on Main Street. You say, do you like stand around and chat with them? Because you were even telling me the other day, I wouldn't say you've necessarily gotten to know the employees, but you were telling me about the employees and like you came over a couple weeks ago for brunch and brought a bunch of pastries from there. And you were telling me the story about how you were chatting with them.
Yeah.
Is that kind of what you mean?
Kind of exactly, because I'll just start chatting them up. I start talking about the weather now. I'm like, oh my gosh, the weather's doing great. How are
no,
you?
You're one of those people.
I'm turning into one of those people. Yeah. And then I went into Here's What's Popping, and this unfortunate teenager, not unfortunate because this person was a teenager, but this person got stuck with me because I just started chatting them up. I was like, oh, it smells so nice in here. What's that smell? What's going on? How are you doing?
Yeah.
And they said, my manager just made a new batch of caramel corn. And I was like, oh, that's amazing. That's so cool. That must be so tough
for you.
He's
like, oh God, this poor woman.
Like, geez Louise.
Her cats must have died. What's going on? Why is she talking to me?
Get on a dating app or something, lady. Come on. But I've noticed that I just can't stop talking to people because I lived with my parents for almost a year now and I love them, but you can only have so many of those same conversations over and over again before you lose your marbles.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. And it's also kind of strange because when you're out and about, you almost feel like you can't linger, although if you're chatting with people, I've been like, let's get in and out. You know, remember the mindset was, before we really learned that COVID doesn't seem to live on surfaces, that was a more recent thing, and all this deep cleaning, while it's not going to hurt anybody, a lot of it's unnecessary. The thought was, you got to get in and out. What do you need? Let's go, quick. And, you know, a lot of people still aren't lingering, but that's interesting. So you're more chatty. PC Carrie would have been less chatty. So
yes.
What would you have done with this kid if you went to What's Poppin'? You wouldn't have engaged in a long conversation. You would have just bought your popcorn and gotten out.
I would have been like, hi, how are you? Thank you. Goodbye. Have a good day.
I get very nervous with the question, how are you? Because there's really only two acceptable answers.
Awful and even more awful?
No. Good or fine. Fine means you're not good. It's a catch-all for anything besides good, and good means anything from good to great, and that's it. And when somebody says they're fine, you go, that's nice, and you leave.
I think kind of in that same vein, when someone asks me that when I'm out and about now, even a random stranger, I'll be like, oh, I had a tough day. Oh, my gosh. Like, I'm unloading on this random stranger.
What is wrong with you, one of those people? Oh, Carrie.
I'm turning into my mother.
Yeah, you are. And, like, 10 years ahead of schedule here.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
What about you? What has changed since PC, pre-COVID, if anything? Is this on our Facebook page, Carrie Mack?
Yeah, it's on our Facebook page. The prompt is, how has your personality changed since COVID?
And we'd love to hear from you. You can also tap the message button on our app to let us know. What's changed? How has your personality changed since COVID? And maybe you have to think about it. Maybe you haven't really processed that. Let us know. Chime in. And talk to us. We'll be back in just a little bit here. We got Gender Bender coming up on Marks in the Morning at 7:35. And I want to introduce you to a couple of our more recent cash winners, hoping we'll be capturing your reaction to winning some money coming up as soon as today.
K92.3's tip. It's time to play Gender Bender on Marks in the Morning. Hey, Johnny Marks, who are our contestants today?
Well, good news. We got a couple of players who are ready to roll on the phone. Andrew from Garnavillo is back with us. How are you doing, Andrew?
Doing good, thanks.
Yeah, I'm glad to hear that. Your opponent has not played with us before. Her name is Allison. She's calling from Denver, Iowa. Allison, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm really good. I'm glad you're both here with us. It's a pretty simple game. Let me go over the rules quick, and then we'll get started. Remember, if you didn't get through today, you can play tomorrow or Friday. So Andrew and Allison will each get three questions that will be aimed at the opposite gender. That's why we call the game Gender Bender. Whoever has a better score wins. It's really that simple. We have a tiebreaker that will break any tie without a second one happening if we need it. And we'll get to that if we need it. All right, so Andrew, you are our first caller today. You get that unofficial first question. Who goes first, you or Allison?
I think I'll go first today.
Okay, why not? Carrie Max, got your questions. Good luck.
Okay, what is the chemical name for carbon dioxide?
CO2.
Yes.
Yep. There we go. One down.
What is the traditional gift for a 40th wedding anniversary? Is it diamond, ruby, or titanium?
Oh boy.
Again, this is for the 40th anniversary.
Man, I believe it's ruby.
And you believe correctly.
Yep. That's awesome. Is ruby red? That's a red color, right?
Yes.
I know that from Squirt. Ruby red Squirt. The pop. The
what?
Drink. What? Okay.
Not from a ring you've gotten your wife
no,
or anything?
No, I can't afford that.
You can afford the drink.
I got her a ruby red Squirt. A 12-pack. She was
you have a lovely marriage, don't you?
Just ask her.
Okay. So one of our favorite K-Country stars tested positive for COVID-19, and he won't be performing at the ACM Awards this Sunday. Is it Luke Bryan or Eric Church?
Luke Bryan.
Yes.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yep. Luke Bryan will not be there due to COVID. Okay, but hey, Andrew, unfortunately for him, but fortunately for you, that was a perfect score. Allison, don't give up. You still have a chance. Obviously, if we go to a tiebreaker, it's anybody's game. So let's see if we can get there. Question number one. This is a strange program, but Nike, the shoe company, has just launched a refurbished sneaker program, meaning, yes, they'll sell used shoes. True or false? Nike is the company that created the infamous Air Jordan shoe line, based on Michael Jordan.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they're still out, still making them,
Air yes, Jordans. They are.
So there you go. Question number two. Shamu was a killer whale. I think there have been several Shamus now. He performed famously at what? I guess aquarium, amusement park aquarium in San Diego. What's the name of that place?
SeaWorld?
It is SeaWorld. Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
I don't know what number Shamu they're on now, but I think with PETA and all that, who knows? All right, this is a big one here. It's not only question three, but it's for a perfect score and a tie. Well, Carrie gave a colorful question with the ruby. Well, it wasn't really colorful, but it was a question about a gem. So I'll go ahead and give you a colorful question as well. What does a yellow rose signify? Friendship, loyalty, stability. Yellow rose. Oh, you knew that one right away. I didn't even need to repeat it. Very good. All right, so we're going to continue on with a tiebreaker. Whoever's closest to the actual percentage wins. This isn't Price is Right. It doesn't matter who's over or under, just who's closest. And the answer will obviously be between 1 and 100%. Allison, you'll get to guess first. Here we go. A new survey reveals what percentage of people take 3 or more selfies before posting the right one on social media, Instagram, Facebook, wherever. What percentage?
63%.
63% have to take at least 3 selfies or more. Okay. Andrew, she says 63. What do you think?
I'll go with 70.
It doesn't get much closer than what Allison said. It's 61.
Oh, wow.
There was that room for a 62% guess, but you went the other way, and I totally get why. But it didn't work out for you, Andrew, even though you had a perfect score. Call back. You can call back as early as tomorrow and try again, okay?
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Have a great day. We love when Andrew calls in. I think he's our listener who listens the furthest away land-wise out in Garnavillo. But Allison, congratulations. It's all about you and your first win today. Are you going to? We should get you a T-shirt that says, I won on Gender Bender. But of course, we'd have to charge you for it.
Aww.
What are you up to today? What you got going on?
Just dropping my kid off at school and going to work.
There you go. Sounds like a good day. And I'm going to put you on hold for a sec. You are a winner, and we appreciate your call. Could be you tomorrow in the morning. Okay, so we gave away our first Cash Cow code word of the day. We give away the cash all throughout the contest. We've been doing it. If you won, Alicia, what would you do with some free moolah?
take some bills off.
Yeah, I know. I hate bills. They're the worst. I don't even like people named Bill.
Oh, no.
Well, you call William, then it's not so bad.
Yeah, William. Will.
Yeah. Not Billiam, though. You don't call him Billiam. I hope you win, Alicia. I hope everybody wins. You got 10 codes each day. Your chance to win. Your next code coming up very, very soon, 9 o'clock. And you could end up richer than you were before. Just for entering one word on our free app, Wendy won $1,000 the other day.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, right? Isn't it crazy? Easy.
I try to get every one of them. Yesterday, I think I got them all.
Oh, that's good. Gets you one step closer to winning. Have you ever won anything before like this?
I'm not sure. You know what? I don't ever win anything. So I'm kind of speechless, to be truthful with you.
That's all right. I totally get it. But there's one thing you do have to say, Wendy.
Hi, this is Wendy Lake, and I won cash, $1,000. Mm-hmm. And you can win cash, too.
That's right.
Just download the station app and listen to Win Cash.
You can end up like Wendy, up a grand and up to 10 grand. Sponsored by Tubbs R Us, our cash cow in K-Country all day today, every hour right on through to 5 o'clock. All right, we're going to play a little game here coming up. Intern Aaron is with us. We call him Skyscraper because he's super tall. But he's not feeling as good today. He was kind of sick the other day, he was telling us. He was under the weather. But I hope his brain is working because we're going to play a game called Think Fast in just a little bit. And I'm going to ask the questions, and it'll be Carrie versus Intern Aaron and Think Fast. We've played this before. Are you feeling fast yourself here this morning, Carrie Mack?
Yeah.
Well, good. Wait a minute. You were the middleman in a breakup?
How
does that work?
I transferred the note that said someone didn't want to be someone else's girlfriend anymore. I'll admit it.
Yeah, well, I hope that didn't ruin the friendship. That seems like it would have been weird.
It was weird.
But you're a good soldier for doing that. Good friend.
Yes.
I didn't date in high school, so I didn't really have a chance to be the guy to be either breaking up with somebody or broken up with. And I was never asked to break up with somebody else, but I did have one buddy, and he had like 8 girlfriends through high school. I was always jealous of him.
Oh.
Now he's married with kids. Sucker!
You're married.
Yeah, I know. But it took me longer. All right. Intern Aaron is with us. We call him Skyscraper. How are you doing this morning, buddy?
Not too bad.
No, I hear you weren't feeling so good the other day.
No. Yeah, I got the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, and it kind of... It was bad. It was rough.
It has been suspended since then. I think you got like one of the last ones. Iowa fell right in line. I think it was most states probably have. I haven't looked. I did see Iowa right away suspended the vaccine. I'm sure it'll be back in some capacity. And I've heard that the shot ranges from no issues to lots of issues. Our news director got that same vaccine, felt terrible an entire weekend. He got his on a Friday. Unfortunately, you didn't, but he got his on a Friday and it shot his whole weekend. But hey, the good news is you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
So if you
yeah, I guess he's like, okay, I guess so.
I got it in my classes yesterday. Too.
Good for you. Yeah. That's the whole point of doing this, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. What was our issue? We got it on a weekday. Nobody missed any work here. The vaccine, by the way, has caused blood clots, but very rare. Only in 6 out of 6 or 7 million people. All of them have been women, unfortunately. So if there's nothing else to hang your hat on there, Skyscraper, you should be all right. And most of those people felt it immediately, unfortunately. Okay, let's get to a lighthearted game we call Think Fast. There's no buzzer. There's none of that. It's just how quick your mouth can move. I'm going to give you a question. I always kind of shoot you in the right direction by giving you a letter that the answer corresponds with. And whoever blurts out an acceptable answer first gets a point. It's between Skyscraper and Carrie Mack. Are you two ready?
Yes.
I think you'll do just fine. Let's start with this one. I'm always thinking about food. Give me a food with holes in it that starts with the letter C.
Oh, cheese. Swiss cheese.
Yeah, I was thinking cheese as well. And Swiss, I guess, if you want to be more specific. But Swiss doesn't start with the C. Let's do another one. Very popular type of meat in Iowa that starts with the letter P.
Pork.
There we go.
Pizza, I was going to say. Taco pizza counts as meat, right?
You could have said, well... I guess you could have said pizza if you would have blurted in or answered first.
Yeah.
Skyscraper, you've lived in this state your whole life, right?
Yeah.
It's a good thing you got that one right then.
Yeah.
All right. Give me a type of vehicle or type of transportation that starts with the letter G.
A gator.
A gator? You don't ride a gator?
Well, yeah,
a
gator.
Is that what you do in Iowa? You just grab a gator?
Not an alligator. I was actually thinking of Godzilla, but hey, gator works too.
Oh, not an actual alligator.
No.
Oh,
no.
Is like that the thing? I rode on one of them with your wife, I think, didn't
yes,
I?
Yes, she took you on a gator. It wasn't the same brand, but same idea. All right, give me a word that kids would use, or like a food item kids would use to make a necklace that starts with the letter M.
Macaroni.
There you go, a macaroni necklace. Did you ever do that as a kid?
Yeah, I was really bad at it.
Were you? Did you actually? Was it al dente? Did you boil it too much?
No, I would always drop them because they were always so hard.
Give me something that's seamlessly pointless that starts with the letter P and might be on your plate. Something pointless on your plate that starts with the P. There's a lot of P's in there.
Placemat?
I don't know why. Would that be on your plate?
Or under?
Yeah, but I didn't say under.
Is it peas? Is that what you're going for?
Yeah, we can go with peas, sure. I was thinking parsley. You know, you garnish something with parsley. But peas are fine, too.
Parsley's great. It's a great garnish. How dare you disrespect that?
Oh, yeah, I see you using so much parsley in your lunches. All right, give me a place that starts with the letter C where you might find a panda.
I was about to say Cedar Falls.
Yeah,
China.
China, there you go. That's what I was thinking too.
Aaron that was lost. So
really?
Yeah.
Well, China makes sense though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Give me something with the letter N there that starts with the letter N that's pretty much worthless.
N?
N.
Nocturnal animals. I don't know. I have no clue.
Yeah, they mean nothing. I mean, I was thinking like a nickel.
Oh, you're getting too specific.
Are these too hard today?
Yes, you're getting too specific.
All right. Let me give you a couple that are maybe a little bit easier. Are you ready?
Okay. Yeah.
Give me a TV character whose name starts with the letter M.
Monica.
That's better.
What did Aaron say?
Monica.
Monica, okay. I was thinking Michael Scott from The Office, but they all work.
You always have a specific thing in mind, Johnny.
I know what I'm saying. I got to. I have to back up my asking the question.
You're making us feel like losers for not getting the answer that you want.
Well, let's see how you do with this one. Give me a wood shop tool that starts with the letter D.
A drill.
There you go. That's exactly what I was thinking.
We don't do wood shop in Pennsylvania. This isn't fair.
Give me a risky hobby that starts with the letter S.
Smoking.
Oh, that's a good one.
What's your hobbies? My hobbies include smoking. I guess so.
Skydiving.
Oh, that's much better.
Hey, that's really good.
One has a better chance of killing you than the other.
Quicker, anyways. And let's do two more here. You might have one of these on your nightstand. Starts with the letter G.
Graham cracker. geez, Louise.
Hey.
Is there something with a silent G that I'm forgetting on my nightstand? My alarm clock, my lamp.
Your galarm clock.
My galarm clock. What is it? Oh my gosh.
I was thinking of a gold watch. You might set your watch down on your...
That's very specific.
Johnny, I work in radio. I don't have gold watch on the nightstand money.
Well, maybe you will at some point. You'll think back to this exact moment. All right, one more. Give me a bad habit that people have that starts with the letter V.
Vaping.
There you go. That works.
Yeah.
Nice job, intern. Nice job keeping score about halfway through. But we'll just say it was a tie, so everybody wins. Or did everybody lose today? I don't know. But we'll be back with news and weather next on Marks in the Morning. And Luke Bryan coming up. Your history lesson. Cue my music. It's actually JP's music, but I gave it to him.
Oh, it doesn't sound the same without him.
No,
here.
Okay, then I won't use it.
Please play it. Honor him.
I have my history lesson today is a little more lighthearted, but there were two huge events that happened on this day in history that changed the course of the world forever. So I'll hit on them very quickly. Number one, on this day in history, 1865, Abraham Lincoln was shot and mortally wounded by John Wilkes Booth. He technically didn't die till the next morning, but he wouldn't have died if he wasn't shot. 156 years ago, this day, April 14th, 1865. Also on this day in history, the quote-unquote unsinkable Titanic hit an iceberg and a day or two later sank.
I'm familiar with both of those stories.
Yeah, pretty big. Also made Leonardo DiCaprio a very wealthy man years later with some IMAX release of something called Titanic 109 years ago. And you're actually working on a story about somebody destined for Iowa that was on the Titanic.
Yes.
We know whether they lived or not, but you will hear it. By the way, of the people, there were roughly 1,500 people died. About half that many lived, 716. So that's something to look forward to. All right, here's your lighthearted this day in history. The very first JCPenney opened.
Oh, great.
119 years ago, 1902. It actually was in Creamer or Kemmerer, Wyoming. Not sure.
Oh.
Fun fact, the J in JCPenney stands for James. The C stands for cash, C-A-S-H. But it's not like cash money. It's the guy's name. His name was James Cash Penny.
That sounds like a rapper. Yeah. James Cash Penny.
On that new track. And like most people, he named a store after himself. I don't know why people used to do that. Like, I'm just going to name this after myself. Well, JCPenney in 2020 filed for bankruptcy. Our Cedar Valley location closed years ago. I know the Decorah one closed several years ago. There aren't very many physical brick-and-mortar Pennies left.
There are a whole bunch back home.
Are there still a bunch left?
Yeah, I miss them. I really do. They had some really good steals and deals, let's be honest.
They did. They had some good deals. We had one in the last town I worked in. We were there quite a bit. The worst thing that happened to me at that store is I heard a Christmas song in August.
They're really, really ahead of the curve when it comes to Christmas.
We really need to get on this Black Friday shopping thing.
Black Friday's in August now, all of a sudden.
Yeah, apparently. So there you go. Very busy day for history. Not to be lost in the shuffle, but JCPenney, this day in history, opened its first store. All right, it's Marks in the Morning. You're on the mighty K92. Here we are, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. If you're looking for a bit of cash, let me give you a little tip here. You can win with our cash cow. People have been asking, well, what if I don't get all 10 codes? Well, don't give up. Each code, any code, could be the one that wins $10,000 or another prize of $1,000. Like our buddy Grace won the other day, $1,000.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
I know. It's, you know, that's pretty much what my reaction would be. If somebody told me I won $1,000, I'd say thank you so much. And I'd probably tell people to keep listening, right? So they can win, too.
Just keep it right here.
I would do that. Thank you. Good advice, Grace. We don't even need to be on the radio. We'll just let the listeners who win cash handle it. Your chance to win at 9 o'clock. JP just walked in. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Are you, let's see here, you are
a
fresh.
Man.
Well, no.
Nailed it. Yes.
I was going to say, you're fresh because you had to be late because somebody had a doctor's appointment.
Yeah, right? Just a checkup. No one's ill.
No, that's good.
Yeah, everything's good.
Your daughter had track or did it get canceled the other day? I'm trying to
she
get
She had
up
track
on that.
Monday in Dyke. Last night's event in Denver had been postponed because it was just so cold and windy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is terrible today. I was telling Carrie, I'll say it quietly, but I gave in and wore a jacket today. It's a light one. It's more of a sweater.
You just said yesterday, I am not wearing a jacket
for
the rest of the season.
I don't know that I would classify it as a jacket. If I'm being honest, I would classify it more as a hoodie, a zip-up hoodie.
Like what I'm wearing right now? This is a hoodie, but it doesn't have a zipper.
Yeah, it's exactly like yours, but yours says Wartburg. Mine says Old Navy in the corner.
Oh, no. Also, can you just tell him what you said to me earlier, too?
That I don't remember what I said, Carrie.
You said something about us being right about that?
No, I believe I had something stuck in my throat, and it came out, you're right.
I will applaud you for being honest, you know, less than 24 hours after you said, I will never wear a jacket this season, that you came forth and said, admitted your guilt.
You have the will of a chocolate eclair.
Well, I assume that's a good thing or a bad thing. Either way, I laughed, so I hope you feel good about it. We'll be back in a couple minutes on Marks in the Morning. Yes, the Cash Cow Code, sponsored by Tubbs R Us, is coming up. You buy a lot of jackets with that kind of cash, or better yet, go somewhere warm where it's not 30-some degrees in the middle of April if you win the money. You also will get your Nashville news coming up next. And guess what? Gabby Barrett has another number one hit. She took over that top spot with the Good Ones. Let's hear it. Coming up, a lot of Iowans love Busch Light. We call it Iowa water. Busch Light runs through our veins like blood, plasma, and T-cells, I guess.
Oh, okay. Busch Light, T-cells. I see.
Yeah, which more important? If you're a big Busch fan or Busch stan, as Jess on the job would say, or Carrie, I've heard you say stan.
Yes.
I've got some good news for you. Busch, the beer company, is offering some dog owner $20,000 to have their dog become a beer taste tester. But don't worry, it's dog beer.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember this, but I want to say sometime during the pandemic, so sometime within the last year, Busch Light introduced a new brew specifically for dogs, simply called Busch Dog Brew. And now they need a dog to be the face of the company, that spinoff company. And obviously, they will get to test the beer. And then when they do whatever dogs do, when they enjoy something, they'll snap photos and your dog will be featured on the can for upcoming Busch Dog Beers. $20,000 for the job. That's a lot of money for your pooch. Which, by the way, your dog's not going to get a penny of that. You're going to get it all.
You could buy him some nice dog treats, I suppose, with some of that cash.
Probably have a lot of Busch beer, you know, the special dog brew.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, if you want to know more, you can find it online. But I just thought that was funny because now dogs, Iowa dogs, will also be enjoying Bush.
They're going to have a big beer belly.
Tailgating will be a whole
thing. Tailgating! I give this beer two paws up.
I don't like the name, though. Bush dog beer? Is that what you said it was called? They could have used like the word bark or tailgate, like Johnny said. They had so many different ways they could have went about this.
I also think of the Bush baked beans.
Oh, yeah.
They have a dog in their commercial.
Yeah, he's got a dog. Yeah, dog brew, it says.
Yeah, it's not a good name.
What's a good pun?
Bark brew.
Bark brew. There we go.
Yeah. Ew, well, maybe that was taken by, I don't know, Miller. But if you're a fan of Bush Light and you want your dog to get into it, too, they need a new CTO, Chief Tasting Officer.
Is this on LinkedIn?
I don't see this on LinkedIn, I'm afraid.
Can you imagine you're feeding your, like, it comes in cans, and someone just drives by and sees you popping open a can of Bush dog beer, and you're just dumping it into your dog's thing, time and time again in his water dish.
I have a feeling, the Cedar Humane Society might get a phone call about it.
Does Rover get drunk off it? Is he going to be like having to take a sobriety test every time he goes to the dog park?
Or what if you mess up and grab the dog beer and start drinking that? And what if you?
Oh,
what if as a human you decide, this is actually pretty good. There's no alcohol in it. It's like supposed to be like vitamin filled, I suppose, for the dogs.
It's supposed to be pretty good for them. I'm looking for it online. I don't see like how it's made. All it says is there are 4 packs available, but only online, which is good because I could see somebody wandering into like Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits and buying it thinking it's for them.
Oh, no.
Ooh, a 4-pack. I got the Bush Lights. I got the Bush Lattes, honey. Woof, this tastes terrible.
They start scratching behind their ears.
I got fleas.
Okay, well, calm down. We'll play fetch. But there you go. All right, Weird News Rodeo is coming up. A roundup of weird news stories. Instead of being about dogs, usually these are about people. And JP's got one. Do you have a tease for us, James?
One word, Walmart.
Okay. Is that technically two words?
No, it's
one. Hyphenated, yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll get to it in less than 10 minutes on Marks in the 4. Weird News Rodeo, a roundup of weird news stories where we have a whip sound effect. Owen Wilson. And you know what? My sound effects aren't working.
What?
The only one I can get to work is the whip.
Well, we can't do it then.
Oh, no, whip stop. There we go. Whip
there
works.
There it is. Yeah. Huh.
What happened to Howard Dean?
There we go. All right. I just had to, apparently. No, it only worked once.
Do you have to put another quarter in the machine?
Contact our ISP. I don't know what happened. It stopped working.
We stay on the air with quarters. So if you ever hear dead air, it's because we ran out of change.
It's like one of those little pony rides at like the supermarket.
Oh, man. All right. Well, without the sound effects, because now the whip isn't working either. There we go.
There it is.
What do you got for us?
This is a quick one anyway, so we don't have to worry about too much. A man was rushed to a hospital after he accidentally shot himself while trying on pants in the dressing room of a Walmart.
Haven't we all?
Just random sound.
That one worked. At this point, I'm just hitting buttons.
I'm afraid what might come out now.
Yeah.
The man had entered a fitting room to try on a pair of pants when his pistol fell out of his pocket. You know, that happens to you, Carrie. It hit the floor and discharged, striking him in the leg. He was taken to the hospital. No other injuries were reported inside the store. Now, did Walmart make him buy the pants that he ruined?
I would hope so.
I sure hope so.
He's got a hole in the pants now.
People are into buying these holy jeans now, though.
Stop making fun of me. Everyone makes fun of me because I have holy jeans. I'm closer to Jesus.
I just don't understand why you would spend money to get jeans with a hole in them.
They're properly cut in a way that makes it appear attractive.
Tell you what, we'll go to a secondhand store. I'll get you a pair of jeans with no holes, cut the holes for you, and you'll save a lot of money.
Johnny.
Yeah.
And no gun involved, yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about hurting yourself.
You sound like every single dad I've ever met.
Okay.
We'll go to a secondhand store and we'll cut some holes for you.
There you have it. All right, Weird News Rodeo's on. Mark's in the morning. We'll do it again tomorrow. Hopefully with the sound effects working. I don't know what's going on. Only the whip seems to want to work. As soon as I turn off the mic, I'm sure Howard Dean will chime in. There we go. We'll be back in just a couple minutes with news and weather on Marks in the Morning. Also, music from Sam Hunt coming up next. Got Kim Fung, the Cedar Valley's number one for new country. Only 25 days till Mother's Day. Today is April 14th. Mother's Day is 25 days away, so less than a month. Listen to this one. Memorial Day weekend kicks off in 44 days.
Wow.
And Father's Day, which is in June, is 67 days away.
Oh, my God.
Today's a good one. National Ex-Spouses Day.
How are you supposed to celebrate that? Just that she or he is the ex?
I guess so. Yeah.
Do I buy myself roses? And
on a scale from one to a very mad Carrie Underwood song, where would you, I don't know where you feel you are with your ex right now.
Well, but she just released a gospel album, too, so that's like complete opposites
your
of the spectrum.
Life?
No, not my ex.
Carrie Underwood, I think is what he means.
No, I'm still married to Carrie Underwood.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
So if you go to Hy-Vee or Fairway this afternoon and they're out of ice cream, that's why.
Oh, no.
Oh, sad.
Play the violin.
You could get the Dolly Parton ice cream.
Yeah.
Well, it's sold out in a lot of places.
Well, don't depress people even more.
It's also 200 days away from Halloween. Exactly 200 days.
200?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. You would think, but, you know, months don't just end on even numbers all the time. You would think it'd be like exactly from the 30th or whatever.
And comparable weather, too. It's probably going to be like this around Halloween.
We'll be, I hate to say it, but we'd almost be lucky if we got to this temperature. But there you go. The other day, I did a story on the K92.3 app you could check out. I scoured the Pacific, L.A. I didn't start in L.A. for my research, but I ended up in L.A. looking at house prices. I wanted to see what you could buy for $1 million for a home in Los Angeles.
Oh, my.
And you can see this on the K92.3 app if you haven't already seen it. Then I decided to go closer to home, and I found $1 million house currently for sale in Cedar Falls. And it's unbelievable how different. Now, don't get me wrong. The house in L.A. is gorgeous. Like, it looks like it's worth every penny. But you get a lot less house for $1 million in L.A. than you do in Cedar Falls.
Like, square footage-wise?
Square footage-wise, number of bedrooms. There's just a lot of a lot less in the California home.
A lot less land that's available, too, because everything's so compacted together.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know if it's if there's something out west that I'm not aware of, but there didn't appear to be a garage in any of the homes worth $1 million.
I think.
Or more.
Maybe that's in New York City where it's not as common to drive, but I think that makes more sense in New York City.
Yeah, I agree. That is strange that on the West Coast, because you see photos of the paparazzi chasing these millionaires, driving their cars.
Yeah. Maybe the celebrities can afford them. The L.A. home, here's what you get for $1 million. Bear in mind, this is $1 million. 1,364 square feet. Now,
for $1 million?
That's not a lot.
No, at all.
Two bedrooms, two bathrooms.
What?
Wow.
$1 million. Again, you can see the photo of the house. It's actually for sale.
Are the toilets gold or something? What's going on with this thing?
No. But get this. For the same amount of money, $1 million in Cedar Falls, your house, and this is really for sale, 6,100 square feet.
Wow. Ooh. Six times bigger.
Yep.
Six times more square feet for the same price.
And almost that many bathrooms. Six bedrooms, six bathrooms.
Six bathrooms.
Yeah. It's pretty much every bedroom seems like it has a master or something.
Is this the one with the garage that has like three space for three cars?
It's my house.
Oh,
I didn't give you permission to put it online.
Well, you didn't invite me over, so I put you on blast, I guess.
Well, I didn't clean my six bathrooms.
I've been living in a hotel for a few months, JP. You couldn't spare a bedroom?
No, I couldn't.
You couldn't spare a garage?
Yeah.
I mean, the garage, that's fine.
What, you got your airplane in there? So check out the photos side by side. You can see. And then, just for fun, I decided to do the same thing with $100,000.
Oh, wow. Can you even find a 100 grand house in L.A.?
Yeah, I found a nice one in L.A., but I also realized in Waterloo and Cedar Falls, a $100,000 home is actually relatively comparable. So instead, I went north a ways to Olwine because I figured the further out of a bigger city you go, the better. And you can see this post, too. They're both connected to one another, but the L.A. home, $100,000 will get you 728 square feet.
Wow.
Now, that doesn't sound like a lot, but I found a couple in Waterloo that were very comparable to that for $100,000. Not very much. Two bedrooms, one bathroom in L.A. Olwine, I found a house for $100,000, 2,105 square feet, four bed, two bath. An older house, but a very nice house. It had like a man cave in it, the way that it was styled in the photos anyways. The L.A. home, and I don't think a lot of L.A. homes do. It did not have a basement. I don't think they do basements because of earthquakes, right? They don't really get tornadoes.
Yeah, the foundation would just get destroyed an earthquake.
Yeah, I think they're mostly slabs. But it's kind of interesting. Go check them out. We can see photos side by side of each one of those. The $100,000 L.A. home looks like, kind of looks like a mobile home a little bit, or a Twinkie. It's very shoeboxy. Yeah.
Twinkie.
It's all very flat. No, obviously no garage. They have a car park there. The Olwine house, meanwhile, has a huge garage and multi-floors, including a basement. So you can check it out if you have some time today. All the photos are there. If you want to buy one of those homes, yes, I have a link. They're for sale. I don't know about the L.A. one. The million-dollar home in L.A. is within walking distance of Dodger Stadium, if you're a big baseball fan. Very good neighborhood.
which means you could probably hear the sounds from Dodger Stadium if it's within walking distance.
It's on like Vin Scully Avenue. I'd say maybe they renamed the street after Vin Scully. It's very close to that, which is cool. If you close your eyes when you're in that home, you can actually hear Vin Scully talking because he lives next door.
So when the Cubs played in L.A., I could listen to him lose to the Dodgers from my front yard.
Boy, we're both down on our teams. Here's a fun fact. Since the Twins all got their Johnson & Johnson vaccine, they haven't won a game.
Side effects include being losers. Yeah.
Terrible at your game. Anyway, well, let's move on. We've got this coming up. Dan and Shay, new song called Glad You Exist. And Nashville News. Carrie Mack will give us our last Nashville News minute of the show out. Today's going fast. And you know it's not far off. Top of every hour while you work. Another Cash Cow code word sponsored by Tubbs R Us. Good. This could be the code that gets you to a ballpark. Maybe you want to go to Dodger Stadium. I know they have some fans they're allowing in again. Maybe you want to go on a baseball tour. You can do it with some moolah. Enter the codes on the app. We'll get to it. Coming up.